It's time for the emergency break of the week.
First tiebreaker's penetrations, I think, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
How many times you've penetrated your opponent's 20-yard line?
Is that what you call the bottom?
What?
By a wheels-off comment.
Well, the bottom line, I guess, and how you determine a win, yeah. Tiebreaker.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Or technical meltdown.
Champ, the Dallas defense gave your boys the 23 skidoo all night long. What were they doing to play like the cat's pajamas?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes. The emergency break of the week. A long-time Friday tradition. And it's brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. Danny Bayless. I love Danny. He's got a lot of interesting takes. He's kind of the grumpy dude who just doesn't have time for small talk sometimes. And I guess he puts 49ers into that category because what you're going to hear is Rhines read a 49er. And then they go into a segment where they're talking about late night television ratings. Danny obviously didn't hear that there's a contest going on that he should be a part of, and this is what it sounded like.
Metallica is coming to AT&T Stadium June 16th, and the ticket wants to send you and a friend, be lucky caller number 13, right now at 855-787-1225 on the one ball line, 787-1225, 855. And tickets go on sale Saturday at LiveNation.com. All right, right now.
This is where he shines.
It is where he shines.
And I bet a lot of these people tune in. What's going on with the phones?
I don't know, man.
A lot of people tune in probably just for the first 10, 12 minutes of the show.
Or we're doing a contest. That might be it.
Oh. Am I supposed to pick up the phone or something?
I don't know. Look, I just read the 40-liner when I'm supposed
to. Well, I don't listen to the 40-liners.
Well, maybe you should.
What's going on? Why is everybody acting weird?
What's the contest?
Metallica.
Oh, yeah. Dude, answer the phone.
Oh, God. I'm not Fernando.
Oh. Right.
What's going on with the phones, man?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
You got the wrong number.
It's okay. That's all right.
I'll deal with this in a minute. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, keep calling.
Well, he's right. He's not Fernando.
No,
Fernando's
he's not.
Several cuts above him.
That's right.
A
I don't appreciate him taking a shot at Fernando like that. But it is funny that he didn't even bother listening. And then, what's going on with the phones? He's bugging me. There's Danny up for an e-break. Candidate number one. Candidate number two, he is back once again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's T.C. Fleming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, he's consistent, isn't he?
He really is. He's very Patriots-like.
He's our Cal Ripken.
Yeah, he is there week after week. They were talking about a guy by the name of Chris Carter, who apparently produced the X-Files. I couldn't have produced that name, being associated with the X-Files. TC did. He was thinking he delivered a great joke, but didn't get a lot of support.
But I thought this was a curious case, the case of Chris Carter.
Yes.
He's a guy who was a...
Brewer. An Astro before that.
Hard to say that.
Brewer.
And the last 4 years...
Also a brilliant mind. The X-Files is an amazing show.
Hi, TC. TK421, why are you not at your post?
I'm sure somebody thinks that was a great line. And then there's others who don't get it. And I'm not
like
sure.
Like all of us.
Like everybody I know. Okay, so I'm still pro TC. So keep taking those shots.
But don't.
1 point for effort, though.
God, that stops down their show.
That was a big stop down.
I think there's an underrated moment there with Bob the gay vampire in the beginning going, yeah.
What?
Play the beginning of this. All Bob right. makes a weird response.
But I thought this was a curious case, the case of Chris Carter.
Yes.
He's a guy who
yes.
Yes. He's a brewer, so therefore Bob is interested now.
Ooh, yes.
I want to hear it again one more time.
But I thought this was a curious case, the case of Chris Carter.
Yes.
He's a guy who was a brewer.
Ooh, tell me more.
Hard to say that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that too.
That's fun.
All right, but TC is the one who is up for the e-break there. And candidate number three is Corby. And you tell me if he doesn't sound baked here when he doesn't know the difference between a donkey and a goat.
But I don't know.
The donkeys will eat anything.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how donkeys do.
I met a donkey once.
All right. I saw one play basketball in my high school gym.
Remember Ward's donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him.
That was a goat.
Oh, yeah, it was a goat.
You can't tell the difference?
He doesn't come from the rural, small-town background that we know.
Yeah, I forgot it was a goat.
So, yes, he wouldn't know the difference between the donkey and the goat. I ain't riding no donkey. Both valued members of the farm scene, though. How's that from scorched earth action for
it was
you,
a
though?
Goat.
All right, wait a second.
Huh.
It seems almost weird you're putting this on Corby, because I listened to that whole audio, and I didn't know what the hell was happening half the time.
There's valued members of the farm scene.
Drops going off. There's wild-ass claims of donkeys playing basketball. There's so much insanity
packed
in
that. Yes, but Corby claims that he met a donkey once, which is a funny phrase to begin with. And they said, okay. Remember, you know, Ward and his donkey? Well, yeah, but that was a goat. Oh.
I just find it hard to narrow down what was the craziest element of that.
Yes, George, my favorite line was, both valued members of the farm scene.
Yeah, we need to say
the
that.
Farm scene.
Valued members.
All right, one more time.
But I don't know.
The donkeys will eat anything.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how donkeys do.
I met a donkey once.
All right. I saw one play basketball in my high school gym.
Remember Ward's donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him.
That was a goat.
Oh, yeah, it was a goat.
You can't tell the difference?
He doesn't come from the rural, small-town background that we know.
Yeah, I forgot it was a goat.
So, yes, he wouldn't know the difference between the donkey and the goat. I ain't riding no donkey. Both valued members of the farm scene, though. How's that from earth action for
was
you,
a
though?
Goat.
My God.
There's so many throw pillows in there.
I know.
I don't know how donkeys do.
Man, that's
By
a
the
funny
way,
show.
Do you meet a donkey?
No.
I don't think you meet a donkey. You can't
Corby,
shake hands
a
with a donkey.
Fred,
you may
Fred,
encounter one,
yes.
But you don't meet them.
You see a donkey, you encounter a donkey, you never meet a donkey.
You've never formally introduced someone to an animal before? I want
no.
you to meet my dog or my donkey.
Hey, I want you to come over and meet my donkey.
All right. So is it Danny, TC, or Corby? 888-787-1310.
Another throw pillow out of that is the line, remember Ward's donkey. I want that throw pillow.
Remember Ward's donkey. Well, yeah, but it was a goat.
Yeah, but
put
it was
that
a
on
goat.
The other side.
And the Danny, yeah, after, what was that that Corby said?
Remember Ward's donkey, wasn't it?
No, I think it was something else. And Danny goes, yeah. such a
all right.
Of life's punting.
Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the mean green?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Junior.
Yes.
Cash me outside of ticket stock. How about that?
Oh, wow. George, he means that he will handle his business outside
of
Junior.
I didn't know what he meant. Yeah. I didn't know what he meant.
That's
what
he means.
Okay, vote there, I guess.
What,
hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, when Corby said that, my friend William turned to me and said, oh, my gosh, did you hear that? And I said, William, it was really nothing. William, it was really nothing.
Is he doing musical humor?
I guess so.
It's a very great Smith song.
Oh.
Yes.
Man, I'd get rid of that. Yeah.
I was a donkey once.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, we'll register okay. that vote. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Cannonball Dunham's Vaginal Slice Board.
Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station. Who wins the e-break?
Why are all the phones going crazy? am I supposed to vote or something?
It's a Danny vote.
Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Corby. And Gordo, when are you going to buy an Airstream?
Yeah, when
Man,
are you going
to
buy an Airstream?
I need to. I know. But I need to stop spending money.
Yeah, we both
I'm
need
not
to stop
always
doing
going
that.
To have money, and I need to start planning for that.
Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Oh, I love the Knock City Knocker.
Oh, that's a that Danny
vote almost
there,
sounded like cussing, but it was Knock
said,
City Knocker.
Yes. Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. What's that?
Hmm?
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Corby's Donkey Show, please.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Want to vote for Danny Bayless.
Thank you, sir. That's the way you vote right there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I've never met a donkey, but I'm talking to a jackass right now.
Got you, George. He got you, George.
I'm really mad at you, but I'm going to register that as a winning vote for Corby Davidson.
Woo! All right.
But I don't
know. The donkeys will eat anything.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how donkeys do.
I met a donkey once.
All right. I saw one play basketball in my high school gym.
Remember Ward's donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met him.
That was a goat.
Oh, yeah, it was a goat.
You can't tell the difference?
He doesn't come from the rural, small-town background that we
know. Yeah, I forgot it was a goat.
So, yes, he wouldn't know the difference between the donkey and the goat.
I ain't riding no donkey.
Both right. valued members of the farm scene, though. How's that from some scorched earth action for
was
you,
a
though?
Goat.
If Danny knew it was a donkey, why then when Corby said, if Danny knew it was a goat,
yeah.
why did Danny agree when Corby said, I met his donkey?
I think Corby said, I met a donkey once. And then he goes, Danny said, all right. And then Corby said, remember Ward's donkey.
And then Danny said, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He did say
yeah. I
don't know
why I agreed with that.
I think that you almost ought to play that Billy Madison speech after that exchange. That we are all now dumber for having heard that audio.
How many wins is that for Corby?
Back to back for Country Corby.
All right. Way to go, Corby Davidson of the ticket.